It's time for our Johnson County Central Coaches Show, our weekly visit with head coach Destin McGuy as the Thunderbirds continue to roll along through this season here. And the coach, the end of the season is coming right up here quickly now as we get to game number 7 of an 8-game schedule for your Thunderbirds. Last week, you guys unfortunately caught one of the hottest teams in your district in Lord Central Catholic. They started off slow this year. I think they lost their first 3 games since that time. They've won 3 in a row once they got to district play. This is a team that got hot.
Yeah, they're playing really good right now.
As far as the final score, 55-12, we're still looking at progress for the Thunderbirds. As we've all talked about all year, very young team. Tell me, there's some good things last week that you can hope to build on this week?
Yeah, definitely. We have Lords was they are a hot team right now. And overall, I'd say we have been improving, especially the offensive line. I thought young offensive line, and we are getting better.
The kids are, I always said, we get to this point of the season, everybody's got some dings and bumps. Your kids stand pretty well healthy right now?
Yeah, for the most part, we're doing all right.
We'll come back, visit more with Coach McGuy. We'll talk about this week's matchup after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Johnson County Central Coaches Show. The Thunderbirds this week, final home game of the year. Coach, Weeping Waters coming to town to talk about home games. You guys haven't had to do that, or had to do that. You want to do that, but you haven't been able to prepare for a lot of home games this year.
No, it makes it kind of tough. Only 5 away games, 3 home games makes it really tough for that.
Yeah, we need to talk to the schedule makers. Hopefully things get back to normal next year for the Thunderbirds and at least get a 4-4 situation. Talk about going on the road as much with a young team. Has it been kind of tough this year?
They've adjusted very well, especially with a young team. It was pretty good.
Young team, they're just excited to go anywhere, aren't they?
That's right. That's right.
Wrapping up the season at home with Weeping Water. Weeping Water coming in here 2-4. Tell me a little bit about what you see as some of the keys to the matchup this week.
They're going to run a power football. They're going to come right at you, and then that run's going to set up a pass for them. I expect a lot of power football, little Maryland eye, little wishbone, just coming right at you, double tights.
The Maryland eye and the wishbone, that's kind of a unique thing to prepare for. Don't see a lot of it, but it's basically the same principle. You got 3 guys back there, you never know who's going to have the ball.
That's right. They're going to come at you.
And for your kids this week, you reached the point where you're not making a lot of changes now. You're just going ahead and making this a learning experience for the future?
That's right. We're going to work on the details here, nothing new. Just trying to get better at what we have.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck in the ball game Friday night.
Thank you very much.
That is our Johnson County Central Coaches Show. It's brought to you by the Farmers Bank of Cook, Brinkman Brothers, Tecumseh, by Johnson County Memorial Hospital, also in Tecumseh.